Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor Austin Schuller helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor Austin with the message.
We're going to talk about a simple thought called, even if, our God is able. You know, when I was growing up, I was coming out of college, and last night I got the opportunity to speak to hundreds and hundreds of students that were in the room, including our Saturday night service. Come on, can we give it up for our Rev students, by the way, our middle and high schoolers chasing after God? They were, man, they really lit this room up last night. But I was thinking about, and think, go back with me, when you went from middle school to high school, from high school to college and beyond, there's a lot of pressure that happens in those seasons of going from one to the next. And I remember coming out of college, I was going after degrees, and I was putting in the time, and I was like, man, here's what I'm going to do. I want to go into the corporate world. My dad's in the corporate world. My stepmom's in the corporate world. Pastor Nicole used to be in the corporate world. That's what I want to do. I want to be a kingdom builder. I want God to use me in a mighty way, and it's going to be through finance or business or something like that. So all the steps I took were going towards what I thought God had for me. You know, my dad and them, they're actually joining us online right now from Dallas, so he's going to be like, yep, I remember this. And I remember coming out of college, and it was at a service just like this, when I was on the front row, everything had been lining up. I had a job, it was in the corporate world, it had really cool different locations, really great pay, really great benefits, it checked all the boxes, I had all my suits ready, I knew, here's what I'm going to do, but God. And it was at a service like this where I really felt like the Lord spoke to me and put on my heart. He said, Austin, that is not what I'm calling you to. And next thing I knew, the door was really shut to that opportunity. And I'm like, God, what do you mean it's not what you're calling me to? Everything I've been doing for the last 5 years and really my whole life of connecting with people, I thought this was my purpose. And he really spoke to me clearly in that moment. He said, no, that is not what I've called you to. I am calling you into ministry. And in that moment, I thought, what am I doing? God, I thought I was investing time and now I feel like I have wasted it. But I really showed up to that moment in that service, not looking for God, I want to do my plan. I want to do your plan. Come on, is anybody at a location today? Weldon and Ferguson and Fairview Heights. If you're in Florida and online, we need to not focus on what we want. We need to focus on what God wants. Because when we focus where he's called us, he says that we are more than conquerors, not only in, but through Christ Jesus. See, I could step into a season that I want, but I can't sustain myself in a season that I've gotten myself into. The only one who can sustain me in a season is our Lord and Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you right now that when you go into a season and you find yourself in an area so many times, God's no is actually the best, most caring thing that he can do and he can give us because it protects us from settling beneath our calling. I want to summarize Daniel, just a heads up, my scriptures aren't on the screen, if you guys could help me there. But basically, the book of Daniel, maybe you've heard Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and the story, maybe you never have, but it's found in Daniel 3. And basically what we find here is King Nebuchadnezzar has put up this golden statue or this idol, and every time there is a music sound, everyone's supposed to bow to it, they're supposed to praise to it, but there were three boys that actually chose not to, and his guy came to him and said, Your Majesty, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and he's like, what is happening? And then here is where we see the scene, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in verse 16, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. In 17 it says, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he doesn't, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods. Now throughout the verse, there's another part in 19. It says that he was so mad that he ordered the furnace to be heated up 7 times hotter. And then when that happened, he ordered these men to throw them in. And it said the soldiers that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire, it said that the fire was so hot that it consumed and it killed them on the spot. And later he looks in and he says, didn't we throw 3 people in? Yes, your majesty. He said, it's weird though, because I see 4 and the 4th looks like the Son of God. It's amazing to think that if the soldiers died, it was so hot as he threw them in, yet they were standing there, and he said that they were unbound because they had bound them and tied them with ropes and put clothing on them, but they were just walking around as if nothing was happening. I want to go back to this verse. It's the key verse of today, and it's Daniel 3:17 through 18, and if we are thrown into the furnace, I love this faith statement. The God we serve is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand, but even if, this is where the title of today comes in, he does not, we want you to know, we will not serve your gods or worship the idol of gold that you have set up. I wonder if we came into a location today, do we have that mindset that says, even if I don't see it yet, I'm still going to keep trusting God? That even if it looks different than what I thought, I'm still not going to stop, Sherry, going after what God told me to do. I'm going to find myself planted in the house of the Lord. I've been going to church a long time. Yeah, but what could God do now that he didn't do then? I'm telling you, we serve a God that is not the God of just the past. He's the God of the present, and he's the God of the future. The best is not behind. Come on, anybody with me today? The best is yet to come. But even if it costs me now, it's worth it later. God said that he would be with us, that he would guide us, that he would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And I see that with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that even when the fire got hotter, they still didn't bow. And here's why, because our God is able. Everybody say, our God is able. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood in front of that fiery furnace and they said, our God can, our God will, but even if he doesn't, we still trust him. We still love him for what he's done and who he is. And I think that's the kind of faith that God wants to build in us. That's the kind of faith that we need to have. But I want to take a pause. I want to back up a second. Maybe you're joining online. Somebody shared this on Facebook. And if you haven't, I want to encourage you. Are you on YouTube or our podcast? And you're like, what's the book of Daniel? I don't even know. Maybe you're in the room. I was talking to a student today before service, and her and her mom, and she invited some friends to church. By the way, I want to give it up for every single person who invites and gets people to church, by the way. That is a good friend. But here's the context of the book of Daniel. Daniel is actually written during exile. And Babylon had taken the brightest young leaders from Israel, and so we see four Hebrew boys, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who were then renamed by the king. So their original names, though, I love this. Maybe you know this, but as I studied this out, I had never known this. But Hananiah means Yahweh is gracious. Hananiah became Shadrach. Mishael means who is like God, who became Meshach. And Azariah means the Lord has helped, who became Abednego. What I love is even though Babylon tried to switch their name, he didn't take away the purpose that God gave them. Think about the names and the meanings of what God had given them and has spoken over them. Yahweh is gracious, who is like God, and the Lord has helped. And those are the same boys that got renamed, that were told you're something different than who you really are. And then when you stand up for what you know, we're going to throw you in the fiery furnace. But they remembered the promises that God had gave them from birth, that God is good, that he is going to help me, that he is gracious. But what happens in life when somebody tries to change our name or tell us our worth? Babylon changed their name, but even if everything around them shifted, their faith stayed the same. But even if the identity was attacked, they still trusted God, and God remained. See, many times faith isn't proven by what we avoid. It's actually revealed when it gets hardest, and you still choose to follow him and trust him anyway. I've heard it said this way, it's not by a measure of comfort, but by confidence, knowing that God is able. Come on, does anybody believe that today, that he's able? He's bigger than every situation. And I have a few points to you today out of the scripture that I would love for you, if you're a note taker. Note takers go to heaven. It's not theologically proven, but I think it's a good thing. But point number one, faith stands when pressure builds. We saw that in Daniel, even if he does not, we will not serve your God. Isaiah, two correlating scriptures, Isaiah 43:2. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. 2 Corinthians 4, summarized 8 through 9, hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Can I tell you, maybe you walked in today and you're at Weldon or Fairview Heights or Ferguson, Earth City. I know we have so many different locations today. We're one house, many rooms, but I think we all deal with things in different seasons the same. And you may have felt like you came in carrying something that you're like, man, this may just take me out. But I want to encourage somebody today that even if it looks like you can't, I want you to know your God still can. That he's not leaving you with this thing alone, that he's right there with you. That if you would stand, that faith stands when pressure builds. But faith doesn't cave to culture. It doesn't say, hey, from going to middle school to high school, you have to act a certain way. What about those friend circles? From high school to college, you need to start to act different ways to win the approval of people. Come on, I am one of those people that did that. And can I tell you, I wish I could go back and change the things that I did. Anybody? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Not confessional today. But I think if we look back, we'd go, man, I wish I maybe would have done some of this different. I wish I would have trusted God maybe a little more. But so many times, faith, it stands under pressure. It says, I know who God has called me to be. He is my rock. He is my strong tower in a time of need is what the scripture says. And I run to him. But may I tell you this today is pressure is real. But so is our resolve and our confidence in God. What I love is this, is the heat may rise, but our hope can stand. And here's how I know this. In Hebrews 6:19, it says we have this hope, an anchor for our soul, firm and secure. And faith does not deny that there's pressure. Faith does not deny that there may be fire or a season that doesn't seem like my friends left me. I don't understand what's happening with my job. My marriage seems like it's stressed. God, what is going on here? It doesn't deny that those things are happening, but it declares that God is greater than the situation. Come on, you believe that today? Point number two, in thinking about it, if you're wondering, man, I want to lean into that, I want to get into it, I think who you are around the most, the circle of the five closest people around you determine your outcomes. That's why we believe in groups and dream team here. It's doing life together. Point number two is God is with you even in the fire. Daniel, I see four men walking around and the fourth looks like the son of God's. Deuteronomy 31:6, he will never leave me or forsake me. Psalm 139, it says, even there, your hand will guide me. See, he doesn't always change the situation, but he always steps into the situation with you. You know, I think about one of my sons, he's 4.5, he's going to turn 5 later this year in November, and what I love is he loves the water. From a young age, he would run to the beach and go straight towards the ocean. He could not swim, the boy could barely walk, but for some reason, he had all the confidence in the world, Roger, and he would just run into the water. I'd be like, no, you know, like, what is it, by the way, when you're like running, all of a sudden you feel like you're slow-mo, and you're like, and I ran off after him, and I'm like, we got to get this boy immediately in swimming lessons. And I remember one of the first days, he was like, Dad, I don't want to wear my life jacket anymore. I'm a big boy, you know? How many times have we said that to God? God, I'm a big boy. You know, anyways. And so he goes, and I'm like, okay, son, here you go. He's like, I don't need your help. See what you got. Dad, you know, get me out. I'm like, son, I'm not going to get you out. Instead, I'm going to get in with you. And I think so many times we get ourselves into things in life or new seasons, and then we ask God, get me out, get me out. But God says, no, the best thing I can do is not get you out, it's get in with you. And I want to tell somebody today that your season may feel bare, your season may feel tough, but God is not leaving you there. He's actually in the midst of it with you. Even if it looks bleak, God has a plan. Even if it looks like you don't know what's going to happen, God can turn it around for your good. That's what the scripture says. Everything the enemy means for bad, God turns it for your good. But will you believe it today? Will you say, you know what? I'm going to choose the faith statement of even if my situation doesn't look the way I want, I know my God is able, he can, and that he will. But many times, deliverance, it doesn't always come by escape. It really comes by presence. I think of it like this, that even if I feel weak, his strength is made perfect in my weakness. That even if they walk away, God is bringing the right people into my life. Friends for a season, friends for a reason, friends for a lifetime. That even if my plan falls apart, God's purpose will still stand. Point number three, I want you to write it down. The fire reveals, it doesn't destroy. If you've ever been near fire, that doesn't make sense. I was making a fire the other day, and I threw some stuff in it, and my son Liam was like, whoa, can we throw something else in there? I was like, no, we're not just, you arsenic? No, we're not doing this. Okay, let's try it. No, I'm just kidding. Your boy grew up in the country. We just tried to burn everything. It's like, see what happens with a gas can. Whoa, all right. Fire department, woo, woo. Next thing you know, Lil Wayne, fireman coming. Anyways, Daniel, what am I doing up here? Pastor David, don't text Pastor David, okay? Daniel says that they were unbound and unharmed. Again, if you were like all through these antics, what was point number three? It's the fire reveals, it doesn't destroy. See, in Romans, it says in all these things, we are more than conquerors. In Malachi 3:3, it says he will sit as a refiner. He can use these seasons actually to refine what are we leaning on. Are we leaning on our own strength? Or are we leaning on him? Who are you leaning on today? Well, I can make the money. I have a gifting. Yeah, but then if you think about yourself, then that's who is building right now and who is sustaining you, and you were never meant to sustain yourself. It's meant to be sustained through God, and he is strong when we are weak. That the joy of the Lord would be our strength. It's not secured in my identity with my job or being a dad or being a mom. It is secured in knowing who I am and my identity and purpose in him. And I think back to going into the corporate world. You know, I was thinking about, man, here's what God has for me. My identity was wrapped up in it. And I didn't understand. I'm like, God, why are you closing this door? Like, ministry? I don't know. Is this what I'm supposed to do? I never, like, do you know all the stupid stuff that I've done? Come on, anybody been there? You're like, yo. I'm glad they don't record these. No, but even if he hadn't, if he wouldn't have taken that away, I feel like I would have missed all that he truly had for me. In a season I felt like confused and frustrated, God was actually teaching me to lean and trust on him fully and truly. And maybe that's you today. Maybe you're saying, man, even if the door doesn't open that I want, can I still trust in him? Or Isaiah 55, his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And the only thing I love in that scripture that was consumed is what they didn't need anyways. The clothing was consumed, the ropes that bound them, the addiction, the things, it was consumed in the flame and they came out refined and they, King Nebuchadnezzar said, what is happening? The God you serve is now the God that we will all serve. What happens when people look at us and go, the faith that you have is the faith that I want to have. Look at what God is doing in you and it causes others around you to say, I want to have a life like that. I want to serve the God that you serve. Because again, the fire burned the ropes. It didn't burn the people. And for you, maybe this season isn't meant to burn you. Maybe it's meant to refine you to trust God more. Because again, so many times what tries to bind you is what God can and he will burn off. Maybe you walked in and you're like, man, but you don't know my past. You don't know what I did today. I did see some of y'all flipping the bird out there to some people in traffic, but we will pray for you. I'm just kidding. Y'all were honking, though. But this isn't rejection. It's refinement. It's not the end. It's the beginning of what God not only wants to do in you, but what God wants to do through you. One of my last points, I have two more. Number four is you might be surrounded, but you're still standing. Come on, amen to that. Daniel, it says, not a hair on their head was singed and no smell of smoke. I was thinking about it the other day. Anybody ever been to a bonfire? Come on, I know in Missouri, y'all been to a bonfire. Have you ever been to a bonfire and then you go home and you're like, what is that smell? And then it's there a week later and then you forget about the clothes in the corner and you're like, yo, somebody call my auntie because I can't figure out how to get this smell out of my clothes. But how does it say that even a couple matches, now I know we got some good AC in here and it may take away the smell. Whew, that stinks. Can you smell it? Thank you. Me too. That's my cologne. No, I'm just kidding. But I think about it, and it says that even the smell, they didn't smell like it. Some of us are in a situation right now, or we've been through a season, and we identify with the smell of the season that is, we think or is upon us. But instead, it says in Isaiah, it says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. In Psalm 66, it says, we went through the fire, but you brought us out in abundance. Can I tell somebody today, your season that you think has defined you is just a season that is launching you into a next thing that God has. That maybe it has taught us something. What the enemy meant for bad, come on, God's turning it around for our good. If we would just praise him, if we would just say, thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in me. Look at it and flip it for the positive, because God didn't just deliver them, he promoted them. He took what they were focusing on and showing through their faith and caused everyone else to serve the same God. You know, it makes me think of Corey. Corey and I, he picked me up from the airport the other day. He and his wife are incredible dream teamers at this location. And what I love is he was talking to me about, man, I didn't like the job that I had. I had asked him why they really have found Faith Church. They love Faith Church. They've been serving. Their kids are here. And he's like, man, honestly, the connection and serving, but seeing God move in our lives. And he didn't like his job, so he started looking for a new job. He found a job at a really prestigious school in the area. And he was like, man, this is amazing. I got 10 plus years. I got my master's. I'm overqualified for this. Like, it's a shoo-in. Come on, I'm going for it. I feel like God's opening this door. He gets into the process. Come on, he gets to the final two. And he tells me, man, and then I got the call that I didn't get it. He's like, man, and then I was like, what are you doing, God? Like, I'm overqualified. I was excited. Now what? I've already made the decision. I'm not staying where I am. So now what? So he got with his wife. They started thinking and praying. And so he started applying to other jobs, and it wasn't working out. So then he's like, you ever been in that season? You're like, okay, like, what is happening? What did I do? And he said, then his wife saw a job, and he said, man, I'm not qualified. But she said, by the way, you need to marry the right person. She said, you should try it anyways. You don't have the experience in it. It's not normally your thing, but you should try it. Apply for it. And literally, I think it was a couple days later, he got a call that he got the job, everybody. It was exactly what he needed. It was exactly worked with their family schedule. Come on, so many times that we try to make happen, it's like, I'm overqualified for that. It's easily mine. God's like, yeah, but that's not exactly what I have for you. It may feel like a season of doubt or unbelief or frustration or disappointment, but God is actually leading you away from that to something better. Come on, somebody. Today, he is the God that we serve that knows more of what we need than we could ever. The good, the perfect, and the acceptable will of God. I'm telling you, I believe it's the perfect for their family right now. And he said, I love this mindset. He said, even though this happened, I went from saying, why God? And it turned into, thank you, Lord. How many of us, we just need to have a mind shift today and go, you know what? Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you, God, that this fire season, this thing that feels like it's consuming, that I don't see an end to, it doesn't stop my purpose, it actually launches it. See, I love that the fire didn't finish them. It focused them for the moment that God had planned. And I think that's the same for us today. What the enemy meant to silence you actually can become a stage for God to speak through you, and other people can come to know him by how you handle these situations. My last point is this. It's the title simply of the message, that even if our God is able. And again, in Daniel, it said, no smell of smoke. When I see these matches in here, this right here, if you can see them, you can tell they've been burned. You can tell they've been through something. And I think so many times, I don't look at it and go, oh, that's a burnt match. I'm reminded of the smell. I'm reminded of the moment. And I think about when they came out. It says they didn't even smell like smoke. When I was, one of my first concerts I ever went to, my dad had dropped me off as a country concert. And he comes to pick me up. And I get in the car and he's like, I say, you good? He said, what you been smoking? I was like, what you talking about? He said, it'll smell like a little something, something. I was like, can you speak English? Like, what are you talking about? He's like, it smell like some weed. And I was like, bro, I was not smoking, okay? But what I was around, even something like that had absorbed. And it had gotten on me, and a smell. Again, think about it. The season can feel so real. But they even came out, and they didn't even smell like it. That you can be around something even from afar, even though, here's the deal. After that, I was like, Dad, I didn't do nothing. By the way, can we go to the gas station? Can we get some Doritos and a soda? I am hungry. Secondhand, all right. It's debatable. Anyways, Isaiah 43. Oh, that was BC, y'all. Do not be afraid. And people are like, what's BC? It's before Christ. But your boy didn't do anything that time. So don't be afraid when you walk through the fire. You will not be consumed. I want to encourage everybody today, if you would go ahead and just stand with me as I wrap. I want you to know, even though it may feel like this is a season, it will not consume you if you truly lean on God, if you truly trust in God, and if you truly believe, Lord, you are my provider. That even though I have walked through maybe some disappointment, maybe some confusion, and maybe some heartbreak, but I still don't smell like it. And some of us, we've been identifying with the situation we've been in, and we think, man, when I walk into church, everybody's gonna know the mistakes I made. When I walk into church, they're just gonna know that I did this and I'm gonna do that. But no, you don't identify with the smell or the past or the thing. You identify with our Creator. Come on, somebody, and He is good. He is perfect. He calls us son. He calls us daughter. He calls us more than conquerors through Him. And today, if you would just trust in Him, I know that God can do something miraculous, that the best, again, is not behind, that the best is still yet ahead. And I think this is great, is God's still working on me. And I think all of us, as we came in here, it's baptism weekend, and you're like, man, I want to take a next step. I feel faith on the inside of me. I know I don't want to let my past define me, but I didn't sign up. We have the water. We have the towels. We have the shirts. We have the shorts. We have the team, and we want to celebrate you at every location today. But now we need your yes to say, God, I want to trust you. Even if I don't see it, God, I'm still going to step out in faith. Even if I don't see it just yet, I am going to trust you. Even if I don't feel like I've gotten the apology that I deserve, God still brings the peace and restoration. Even if the storm hasn't passed, God is still in my boat. And last but not least, even if I feel unseen or overlooked, He sees me and He is preparing for you and I. And today He wants you to know that He loves you. He has a plan for you. It doesn't matter your age. God can still do something if you would just surrender it to Him. Can I pray for you today here and online? I want to encourage you to take that next step to get baptized today. And if you're online, you got to get to a location. If not, come on, find a good friend to baptize you right there. Father, I pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice. God, I pray for everyone online in Chicago and Dallas. God, so many people that are joining us from around the world in Europe and London, God, that we see on our reports every week. God, I thank you so much for people joining from the Faith Church app that are in every location today. God, I ask you to meet them where they are, that even if the situation, they're unsure, they will put their trust, fully in you. That only you, Jesus, can do it. That only you, Jesus, can show up. That you weren't missing. That you were there the whole time. We just had to shift our perspective to see, God, you're still on our boat. That even though there's a storm, you said you wouldn't keep us there. That we were going through to the other side. We receive it and believe it today in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, if you believe it, can you give God one more shout of praise in the house?